Hi, my name is Matt. I'm an English teacher, and this is a recording of a free lesson that I did recently on whiziq.com. We're using material from the Talk A Lot free spoken English course, which is a free download from englishbanana.com/talkalot. If you'd like to attend the next online lesson, please visit www.whiziq.com/Matt Perland.
Got some slang from Twitter. I was on Twitter. My username or whatever is, of course, English Banana on Twitter. So you can join me there. I don't do much, but you can still join me. And I was looking around different people's tweets, and I just noted down a few slang expressions. This took me maybe 10 minutes to do, so it wasn't very long. I read a few tweets from different people, or English people or British people, and we've got some good slang words. Two pages to look at. I'm going to ask you to suggest a meaning and also think of a sentence for each one. So let's start at the beginning. Fail. Fail. What does it mean, fail? As in a noun, a fail. Sometimes we hear the phrase an epic fail. Epic, like very big. So not like fail, yeah, fail an exam is normally a verb, but in this context it's a noun. An epic fail is something, a really big mistake. A really big mistake, for example. And sometimes people just type the word fail and exclamation mark to show something really didn't work out, or something is really bad or really poor. A mistake. Somebody else's mistake, perhaps. So, fail is usually a verb. In this case it can be a noun, or just simply an exclamation. Exclamation. Or expression, fail, something went wrong. Okay. Next one, a gazillion times. What do you think? Any ideas for this? For example, I told you a gazillion times, so, which is of many times. Yeah, many times, often. Millions of times. Is it true? Is it literally true? Literal? I mean, there's no such word as gazillion. It just rhymes with million or billion. It's on the screen, Senora, a gazillion times. Very many times, yeah. Think of a sentence if you want. Type in the box and I will read it out. We'll go quite quickly through this because we've got loads to do today. Go get 'em. If you read this, what does it mean? Go get 'em. Go get 'em. Even with the d instead of the t. Go for it, says Susanna. Yeah. So, try to do something. Try to succeed, maybe. Do your best, like a job interview, you might say. Go get them. Go get them. About the interview. That is, go and really impress somebody. Try to succeed. Hello, Annalise. Nice to see you. Go get them. Yeah, don't be afraid. Be confident. Be confident. What does it mean if I'm off to somewhere. I'm off to be off to somewhere. I'm off to the shops in a minute. Yeah, so I'm leaving. We might say heading for somewhere, going in the direction. Off to the races, said Annalise. Yeah. Yeah, Susanna said, I told you a gazillion times. What? Maybe go clean your bedroom, tidy your books, do your homework. Yeah. So off to the shops, I'm off to the concert, to off to school, to be off to. Next one, if it's all right with you, if it's all right with you, what? What kind of sentence? Type in the box a sentence with this expression. What do you think? What could it be? If it's all right with you, I will... What? Annalise says, if it's all right with you, I will begin the lesson. If it's all right with you, I'll take your car. Maybe borrow your car. It's sort of like, if you don't mind, you're kind of asking for permission. If it's all right with you, I'll follow you on Twitter. It's all right with me. It's perhaps we use this when we're not sure of the answer. Like, can I borrow something? If it's all right with you, if you don't mind. Yeah. It's really a polite phrase, but it's also a little bit passive-aggressive, because you assume that somebody else doesn't mind. It's quite rather confident thing to say. What about if something is all good? It's all good. This is all expressions I found on Twitter in about 10 minutes. I wrote them down. I did it while I was having breakfast. Everything's fine, says Annalise. It's all good. What sort of sentence could we make then? Like, the road is okay, maybe the weather's fine, job's okay, everything is going well. It's all good today. Everything is going well today, I was going to say, for me, but... What about something is sick? I saw a sick film. I saw a sick person. You know, guy or girl. I saw it was a really sick video, a really sick song. So on Twitter it means awesome, said Annalise. Good. Ken saying good. Excellent. Fantastic. This is what the kids are saying on Twitter. I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't say, oh, that was sick. Because in my mind, sick is still kind of like something disgusting or horrible, like a horror film. Yeah. Some people use dead, says Christina. Is that right? Yeah, reverse meaning, Ken. It's a reverse meaning. Yeah, something is sick. It's really, really, really good. Next one, I'm super something, super plus adjective. I'm super tired today, for example. I'm super tired, I'm super happy today. So a few people saying very. Yeah, Sanyora's got it, Annalise can, Suzanne. Yeah, really, very or really. What about if something is truly wicked? really wicked. Bridget saying very bad. Ken saying very good. I think Ken is quite streetwise on Twitter. Truly wicked. Yes, again, it's rehearsal. Very good. It's rehearsal, isn't it? Sick and wicked. They're negative adjectives, but we're using them as positives, or kids are using them. When I was at school, we used to say wicked, but obviously they're still using it. Never a truer word said. Never a truer word said. What does it mean? If this was on, I think this was answering somebody on Twitter. These are all genuine expressions that I found. So what is the definition? Think of a translation, like a direct translation. Never a truer word said. So Annalise has got it, but what would you say? A simple way of saying this. So it's kind of like, I agree with you, or that's true. Yeah, we say this when we agree with somebody and we want to show them that we really agree, so we're making them feel good about themselves by using this kind of fancy phrase. Yeah, I can't agree with you more, or I couldn't agree with you more, Ken. Yeah. What about this one? Good. It's just spelling is different. Of course, it means good. Good. G-U-D. And of course, some people will spell it like that because they don't know the spelling, correct spelling. Yeah, it's kind of phonetic spelling. Last one on this page. Can I get a what? Obviously, it must be a noun. Coffee. Oh, Annalise saying, can I get an amen? Like, do you agree with me? Amen. That means I agree. Can I get to something? Can I get a coffee? Sounds like American English to me. Yeah. So what is translation? Can I, what? Not, we don't say, can I get? If we're asking for something, Susanna's saying, yeah, can I have? Yeah, exactly. So it's a request, yes, that's right, Ankush. Can I get a coffee? What you mean is, can I have a coffee, please? Yes. American English. So, a few more on this, on slang from Twitter, and then we're going to open up the mic in a minute. Some more expressions from Twitter. I just clocked something. Or somebody. I just clocked. To just clock something or somebody means what? Not to hit. No, not to hit something. I just clocked my old teacher in the corridor. I couldn't believe it. I just clocked somebody. Ah, Bridget's got it. So, past of see is saw. I just saw. It's to see something or somebody. To clock. And to realize that you see them, almost like recognize and realize that somebody is there. I just clocked somebody watching me. I just saw, turned round, I saw them, I realized somebody was there. Yeah, to cluck. It's a funny verb. It's a funny old verb. Mr. Right, anyone? Mr. Right. So this is Christina's got it straight away. Mr. Right is the perfect husband or boyfriend. It's not Valentine's Day yet, but we did a load of this last year for Valentine's Day. Not that he's always right, but it's the right person for you. Not that he's always right, it's just the perfect partner. And for a woman, the equivalent is Miss Right. Miss Right. Or, for more politically correct reasons, Ms. We could use. Have you found Mr. Right yet? Have you found Mr. Right or Miss Right? Have you found the right partner? Yes. Bridget has. Yes. Okay. That's the least of your worries. That is the least of your worries, my friend. What does it mean? This is a really good expression. Not don't worry. No. It doesn't mean that. For example, if I say to you, oh, you know what, I've got problems at work, my boss is leaving and I'm getting a new boss, and you say, oh, that's the least of your worries, because maybe around the corner something much worse is about to happen. Yeah. Don't worry about this small thing. There's a bigger problem, yes. That's right, on the list. Something else is around the corner, much bigger. That is the least. So it's quite literally true. That's the least of your worries. Okay, somebody is so not, for example. So, with lots of O's. Here it's got four O's. For example, let's think of example here. Somebody's so not cool. Yeah. That's maybe an example. So not, then plus adjective. That is, somebody is so uncool. Somebody is so not handsome. This person is not in any way, not at all handsome. Yeah? So not handsome. So it's kind of a strong negative phrase. Yeah. But it's ironic because it's using a positive adjective. So it's a strong negative phrase with a positive adjective. It's somebody is so not interesting. This lesson is so not interesting. That means it's very boring. Yeah, I hope not. Defo. Defo, anyone? Maybe this is British slang, so Christina knows it. I'm sure you've heard that before where you live. Definitely. Defo. This is slang from kind of Scouse, north of England. Defo, mate. Will you do this for me? Defo. Of course I will. Will you help me out on Friday? Defo, mate. Yeah, of course I will. So Anchorage is new for you, that's good. Slang from Twitter, this is all available on Twitter. It's all public. Anyone can read this stuff. Hats off to you for something. Hats off to you. Anyone? So what is one word we could say that means the same? Susanna said applause. You did something good. But Bridget's got it. I didn't see it. Congratulations for something. Yeah. Bloke is a means man, it's slang for man. Yeah. And the rest are really contractions, that is short forms. So you might know these contractions. Cause. So what is the full form? Because. And people might write it like COZ even, cause. Or COZ or CUZ. Because this word is not stressed. The second syllable is stronger. And so we use just the second syllable, because. Next one. Gotta. No, not going to. Gotta. Maybe with a D sound. Gotta. Got to. So got to, as in, I have got to do something. Modal form, yeah. Annalise says, texting and the internet has made us lazy, has caused us to use our spell checks more in real life, ha ha ha. Yeah, got it. So people are writing on Twitter how they speak, aren't they? Which is really interesting. And the interesting point is Twitter is public, whereas Facebook is private, or supposedly is private. Twitter is public, anybody can read it. So the fact that people are writing how they speak in public has got to be a good thing, I think, for spelling. I've got to go out later on. I've got to go out. I would say this, anybody would, my parents would, because I have got to. These are not stressed syllables. These are unstressed. Go out. Yeah, this is phrasal verb and it's stressed. But I have got to, for example, we might just say, I've got to go out later. It's just quicker than saying, I have got to. Yeah. Where are you? This is short form. Where are you? The others are a bit self-explanatory. Someone, of course. And the last one? Your. So, yes, people are writing now how they text and how they speak. But the interesting point about Twitter is that it is public. Whereas the text message is just between individuals. Twitter, anybody can read it. If you have an account, you can read whatever's on there. And some famous people have got into trouble with this. Yeah. So, yes, Annalise is saying, in academic settings, Twitter is not good. So people have to have two kinds of writing. That is, writing which is for serious purposes, so they have to know the spelling of your and someone and got to and because, but also writing just for fun and just for what used to be private reasons but now is public. How to join me on Facebook? go to our homepage, Kush, and there's a link on the homepage to join the Facebook group. Yeah. One needs to learn both forms. You have to learn both forms to be able to fit in, because if you only use the formal one, then you have a problem because you sound too formal all the time. Yeah? Okay. Good. So, what we're going to do now is some listening. I want to listen while you're doing some speaking. Mewish, search for English Banana on Twitter and on Facebook and you'll find it, Mewish, yeah? That's what you're looking for. So basically, I'm going to ask you to come on the microphone now, and I want you to read the sentences here. We've got five sentences. Yeah, five sentences. Just come on, read them in your normal voice. Leave a small gap between each one, and I will give you some feedback about your pronunciation. Okay? So, hopefully you've got a microphone ready, and you're able to express yourself on the mic. Type in the box if you want to come on mic. Don't forget you can download this here, this PowerPoint presentation. Okay, so Christina's coming on first. Let me find you here. Okay.
Hello everybody. Let me try. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. We are going to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked.
Okay, can you read the last sentence again for us, please?
Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked.
Okay, thank you. Good, thanks Christina for getting us started. Don't be shy, Annalise, if you want to come on the mic, you can. let's look at some of the points here. Generally, it's very good, I think. You've done very well there. But let's look at a few things. How could you improve this? The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. White. Can you hear T? Can you hear this? T. We don't hear it. So we use, what do we use? You know what we use. Glottal stop. That is our good friend, the glottal stop. When we just suddenly stop the sound from finishing. White slice bread. Because it's very hard for us to pronounce white sliced bread. Yeah. And again here in the second one, largest portion. We lose the T and we just go straight from the S to the P. Largest portion of ice cream. Here is schwa sound. and like a V sound. And so we'd say like of ice cream, of ice cream. The largest portion, la, I didn't hear clearly the R sound, and the vowel sound on the stressed syllable is the most important sound, as you know. Largest portion of ice cream. Portion of ice cream. We can't pronounce of, like oh, there's no vowel sound. Jenny's just put the put the. So we don't have the T because it's too hard to pronounce put the. Afternoon. Afternoon. The stress is on the noon. Yeah? And the first vowel sound is ah, not ah. Afternoon. Ah, you know it's kind of, maybe it is where you're living in the UK, but the standard English is ah, afternoon. And also vowel sounds ro, roasted, o sound here, roasted, oven baked. Baked. Has to be one syllable, baked. It's all one syllable. Baked. Okay. Good. Let's go for the next person. Ankush. I'm passing you the mic. Yeah, I'm passing you the mic. Largest portion of ice cream. Take the mic, Ankush, you have to accept it. Ken can be next. No.
Where do I have to start first?
Okay, start at the beginning, Ankush, the first sentence.
The best kind of bread is white sliced bread.
Okay. Next one.
Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. We are going to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted or oven baked.
Right. Okay, thanks Ankush. I'm putting two lines so I can remember that was you. Good. Okay, not too bad. Not too bad. But try to get rid of the T sound at the end if you can. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. The best kind of bread. But we don't need it. We don't really need it. We are. This is this word. We're. It sounds like here or peer or near. We're. Think about the word here or near, and it rhymes with that. We're going to buy, but when I say quickly, it just becomes we. So maybe it's better just short. We're going to buy some fruit at the supermarket. That we're stressing supermarket. I think you had the stress on market. Supermarket. Supermarket. So then we lose the sound, the stressed vowel. But afternoon you had right. And the last one, oven, V, it must be V sound, so focus on this. I know it's a typical problem for Indian pronunciation, V and W. So it's not really oven, but it's just something to know, you know, to work on. not everybody can pronounce every sound. Like, think of the TH sounds, which are hard to pronounce. Okay. Who's coming next then? I think it was Ken, so I'm going to pass you the mic, Ken.
Thank you. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. We are going to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked.
Okay, thank you. Good, Ken, good. Let's take you off there. A few things to think about here, Ken. Daniel. And we might not even hear the L sound, yeah? We might not even hear Dan. I think I heard too many vowel sounds here. Daniel, it's just a schwa sound in the last syllable. Largest portion, shun, without vowel sound. Yeah, largest portion. How could you make this contraction going to? Because we're going to, it's all unstressed. How could we make it shorter? Gonna, so we might use gonna even. Yeah, we're gonna buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon, because most important is to get to the verb, the action. Yeah, we're gonna buy some fruit. Buy fruit, these are important words. Buy fruit, supermarket, afternoon. If I say only these four words like a telegram, you can still understand my meaning. Yeah? Everything else has to be contracted or just reduced, squeezed together. But good, Ken, I think it's right, and you're getting some good comments here. Okay, yeah, and yes, you are getting better and better. And that comes from practice, and you're doing a lot of work and study, so I'm not surprised, it's really good. Okay, let's go. Who is next? Kira. I'm passing the mic.
Hello. The best kind of bread is... Hello. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. We are gonna to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked.
Good, thank you, Kira.
Thank you.
Good, it's great to hear different people speaking, it's really good. Marish is saying, how would we read the word thought, like that, thought. Okay, just going quickly, Kira, through this. Don't forget you can download this PowerPoint presentation here and try it out later on. The best kind of bread, still take away the T sound. The best kind of bread. If there's a T at the end of the syllable and the next sound is a consonant, especially a hard one like K, then we can lose the T. Lose it. Think about the stress. I didn't hear the stress. that clearly, Kira. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Da 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 da. Yeah, the largest portion of ice cream. Can you hear the three stresses really clearly? The large portion ice cream. Da da da. That's how we speak, and that's how we get the rhythm. Okay. Jenny's just put the cheese in the fridge, not in the fridge, but in the fridge. Short I sound. Okay. We're gonna buy, you might say. For example, we're gonna buy, but not gonna to, because that we've already included to. We're gonna buy some fruit. Hello to you, Akshay. And one more vowel sound that wasn't clear, mashed. Ah. Should be very strong, short vowel sound. Mashed. Mashed fried chip, roasted or oven bay. Okay, can we have one more? One more person? But good, Kira, that was a good try. Okay, last one then, please, today. Marwish. So you have to accept the mic, Marwish. And then we can hear you.
The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. Oh, we are going to buy some fruits at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fished, chipped, roasted, and oven baked.
Okay, thank you. Good, Marwish. Great. So it's really nice to get different people on. Yes, well done. Well done. This is what I've been talking about, connected speech. It's much easier for us to go from a vowel at the end of a syllable to the consonant at the next. So, for example, bread is. We wouldn't say bread is, but rather bread is. Bread is. The best kind of bread is white slice bread. Ice cream. So ice is the stress. Not ice cream, but the largest portion of ice cream. The da 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 da. Okay. But good, I put a tick here for the next one because I could hear the stress really well. Jenny's just put the cheese in the fridge. And the stress was very clear, and that's what you should aim for. We're going to buy some fruit, so you didn't try that. At the supermarket, supermarket, da, 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 da. It's one strong and three weak syllables. Supermarket. Not supermarket, supermarket, because then we can't identify the stress and then we lose the meaning as well. Potatoes, we had the wrong vowel sound, so that just throws us into confusion, the listener. We can't work out what the word is. Fried, I didn't hear this at all, this word. So, if you've been following me in the last few weeks, I know some people have, so good. That's good if you have. congratulations. If you we've been looking at phonetic spelling, and here's an example of how we could write the correct pronunciation for these sentences. For example, the bestkindbrede zweislyspred. I'm reading it slowly. You know that if there's a capital letter, the syllable is stressed. If there's a small letter at the beginning, it's not stressed. These are all the syllables of the sentence. If there's an underline, that means it's a glottal stop. Okay? So we can read each syllable slowly, syllable by syllable. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. It's white sliced bread. Yeah. Good evening, Eswaran. Thanks for joining us. We're nearly finished now. So read each syllable slowly and then put it together to make it a bit quicker. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. This is how we pronounce it. Normal spelling, it's something totally different from the pronunciation. Yeah? Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. So, it sounds really funny if I read it slowly. You could try that. Portion. Of ice cream, portion of ice cream, portion of ice cream, portion of ice cream. That's with connected speech. Jenny's just put the cheese in the fridge. And with the stresses, Jenny's just put the cheese in the fridge. Yeah, that's how we would say it. I wouldn't say it like, Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. Yeah, some people might speak like that, some people, eccentric people. But we don't normally speak like that. Jenny has just put the cheese in the fridge. No, Jenny's just put the cheese in the fridge. This is all syllables connecting together. We're gonna buy. So look at this one. We're gonna buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. So we can see where the stresses are. We can see the stress syllables. By, through, soo, and noon. So all of this between soo and noon has to be said more quickly. Supermarket this after, supermarket. We lose the T here and here, but at the supermarket. At the supermarket this afternoon. It's too difficult to pronounce the T next to another consonant sound. So we don't say, we are going to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Yeah? We're going to buy some fruit. What are you going to buy? We're going to buy some fruit. Going to buy some fruit at the supermarket. Where are you going to buy it? At the supermarket. When? This afternoon. So the listener is listening for the stressed sound. That gives us the meaning of the word, of the sentence even. Buy fruit soon noon. Try practicing this yourself. Read each syllable. slowly and then getting faster. The last one is even more strange. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked. Wow. Difficult. But look how we're connecting this. Boiled, mashed, fried, chipped. Yeah. So we're pushing the consonant sounds away from the end of the syllable onto the beginning of the next, so that we're getting VC sound connections. Yeah. Boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked. Roasted or oven baked. Yeah, roasted or oven baked. That's how I would say it. So let me read it the other way round and show you that we don't speak like this. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked. We haven't got time. We don't finish the word. We don't finish the words. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked. Yeah? What is important is the stressed vowel sound. Mashed. A, I, I, O, A, A. This is what is important for us, for the listener. We're listening for that. We're getting so much of the meaning from the stressed vowel sound. So the consonants are really not that important. And anyway, I know as a native speaker that these words are going to end with ED, yeah? Because it's passive voice. Can be boiled, mashed, fried. I know that it ends with ED, so I don't even listen to it. I'm listening for the vowel sound. Is there any rule? So the rules are, Susanna, that we try to make the connection between the syllables vowel to consonant. Yeah, like here, fried, chipped, roasted. So here it's VC all the way, vowel consonant. And even here, roast t, because after the t is a schwa sound, which is part of the t. Roasted or oven baked. We're trying to make the connections VC. We're stressing the stressed syllables. Here are some of the main principles. We haven't got time to look at this, but you could download this, Susanna, and have a look. Or watch some of the other lessons from the previous few weeks, from the last few weeks. Yeah? So, for example, it's fine to rest on these sounds at the end of a syllable, like n, m, or ing, but usually we change the consonant sound at the end of a syllable. Yeah, make it, push it forward onto the beginning of the next syllable. So this writing is trying to show how we actually speak, whereas the other writing is what we all know, and yes, we know this, but this is not representing how we speak. Okay, good. Any last questions then before we finish? So Ken saying, Twitter users, I think they're called tweeps. I think so. I don't know exactly, Ken. I'm not a big user. It's considered a mistake if we pronounce silent letters. Yes, it would be a mistake. Yeah, it would be. You know, think of the word gave. There is a silent letter, E. We don't pronounce the E. But you might say gave. Then it would be wrong. Yeah, it would be wrong. But if we go back to the second slide, our third slide, have a look at this, maybe this book, the Talk a Lot Handbook, and there's a lot of information here about it. Okay, Annalisa, I can give you the mic. Yeah, we're just going to finish, I think, in a moment.
Alright, I just wanted to read something for you, Matt.
Okay.
I need a slide.
No, we can't hear you, Annalise.
Yeah, you can hear me now, right?
Okay.
I'm just waiting to read a slide, Matthew. Matt, there's nothing to read. You want me to read this?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Right.
Thank you. The best kind of bread is white sliced bread. Daniel gave himself the largest portion of ice cream. Jenny has put the cheese in the fridge. We are going to buy some fruit at the supermarket this afternoon. Potatoes can be boiled, mashed, fried, chipped, roasted, or oven baked.
Okay, thank you. Good, okay, so there's a few things we can look at then. It's what I talked about, trying to connect the syllables so that we don't say bread is, but bread is. Bread? Best kind of bread is dis. It sounds better. Dis. Daniel, so you've got different vowel sound here, but we would say the a sound like a. Daniel. But when you're using the longer sound, that gives you your accent. Yeah, Daniel. Ice cream. So you're stressing the cream, but we would stress, British would stress ice cream. That's one of the differences. Jenny has just put, but think about, consider a contraction, yeah? Jenny's just put, Jenny's. This afternoon. So here was more stress on the first syllable and also not connecting. So like I said, we might connect this like this. This afternoon. This afternoon. We connect together as if it's one word rather than this afternoon. But, okay, interesting. So, we have quite different, big differences in American English and British.
Thanks for joining us today. To download more free lessons and all of the Talk A Lot materials absolutely free of charge, please visit EnglishBanana.com / talk a lot.